Support for Something Wild comes from you, our listeners, and from Squam Lakes Natural Science Center, celebrating 60 years. Special programs on the live animal trail and Squam Lake cruises, bringing people nearer to nature. More at nhnature.org.
Hey, it's Dave Anderson of the Forest Society, and since Chris Martin is out in the field, he's actually on Mount Washington checking on pipit populations, I'm taking advantage of this chance to geek out about an iconic tree today on Something Wild. Do you have a street in your town named Beach Street or Beach Hill? You probably don't give it another thought, but the American beech is really special, and they're now under threat. In fact, I've been prattling on about them for a while. Oak and beech hang on to their leaves into early winter. Red oak, white oak, and beech trees. A lot of maple, yellow birch, white birch, and beech.
There's a lot of beech nuts and acorns. That's where the wildlife will be.
Sugar maple, yellow birch, and American beech. I mentioned beech trees in the same breath as other native species that we often take for granted, like maples and oaks. So let's talk about what makes them special. Their smooth ash-gray bark persists even as the tree grows into a century-old giant with a spreading canopy. Most trees lose that smooth gray bark as they grow from saplings, but not the beech trees. In fact, the beech is associated with wisdom, knowledge, and the written word. That smooth beech bark was historically used as a writing surface. Even today, folks find it hard to resist carving their initials in a heart into the bark of a beech. The leaves are oval-shaped with pointed tips, and their parallel veins extend to a serrated edge. You've definitely seen the leaves, although you may not have realized it. The leaves turn a beautiful bronze in the fall. They don't drop their leaves until spring, these yellowing leaves adding texture and movement to the winter landscape, hanging on until new growth pushes them off. Oaks do this too. It's called marcescence. Wildlife appreciate the small triangular nuts covered in a spiny husk, particularly bears and turkeys. When beech trees are stressed by drought or insects, the trees produce a lot of seed. It's almost like a last-ditch effort to perpetuate the species. Beech thrive in dense shade and on very well-drained hillsides of glacial till. Rocky soils compacted by the glacier and smeared like peanut butter across the hills of central New Hampshire, places once cleared for agriculture that have reverted back to northern hardwoods. Beech are a huge percentage of the northern hardwood forest. The holy trinity of northern hardwood is beech, yellow birch, and sugar maple. In fact, American beech populations across New England show a big increase in the last 30 years, thanks to climate change, higher temperatures, and precipitation. For all of its beauty and appeal, beech is a kind of Rodney Dangerfield of the northern forest, not getting any respect. Its timber doesn't have a ton of value, and the deer and bear avoid eating the saplings, preferring to graze on tastier maple or birch. Beech and oaks are relative newcomers to New England in the pollen record. They arrived some 4,500 years before present, which is 8,000 years post-glaciation, and thus later than almost all other familiar species of trees. And now, beech is being threatened by beech leaf disease. It will be a very different forest, as we could see as much as 40% of the northern hardwood forest standing dead across central New Hampshire as a result. It's almost unthinkable that there will be 100% of beech mortality across all of the northeast and eastern forest. So the next time you see a beautiful beech tree, lean in, maybe give it a hug, and appreciate the importance of this iconic species to our state's forest. Something Wild is a partnership of the Forest Society, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR.